Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, citizens of Young Earth. It's me, Aurora. On the planet Mars, I rebelled against Oliver Pruitt's authoritative rule. And when a volcano erupted, I not only helped save the colony we had built, but led a daring mission to return to Earth. As the only candidate with true leadership experience, I promise you, I will never search for the adults who abandoned us yet again. No. We've come too far to dwell on them and the damage they've done to us and the planet. Instead, I will trust in each and every one of you to help propel us forward. Together, we will build a new and prosperous path. Why should you trust me? With the election only a few days away, I have already delivered on one of my biggest campaign promises. We have found Mars Patel. Just like you, he will be a key part of the future we create together. I'm Aurora Gershowitz, and I approve this message.
And we're out. Nice work, AG.
Thanks, Jonas. Now we use Pruitt Prep Satellite to send that to every screen in the world. What's the matter? You didn't like it?
You were straight fire. One teensy tiny problem, though.
What's that?
Mars has been back on Earth for days now, and I don't think he's coming to see you.
Toothpick and JP probably poisoned him against me.
They aren't exactly the poisoning type.
Then it was Pruitt's podcasts. I should have gotten to Mars as soon as he landed.
Not sure it would have made a difference.
Jonas, don't you miss Mars? I know I really do. I mean, I'm sure he misses us too. Maybe he'll want to visit if we extend an invitation.
My bedroom has a secret elevator. Has this always been here? And where does it lead? Ah! Doorbell, Mars. Doorbell. Pig probably got tired of Cupcake or something. Hey, Pig. You're not Pig. Neither of you are.
Mars Patel, in the flesh.
Yeah, I'm Mars.
We've heard so much about you.
That's great, I guess. Who are you?
We're friends.
And fans. What are you up to right now?
Right now? I'm a little busy, actually.
With what?
You know, apartment stuff.
We'd like to take you for a ride.
Thanks, but...
Come with us, please.
Hold on a sec. Where are we going?
Pruitt Prep.
Pruitt Prep?
The one and only.
Aurora sent you. Didn't she?
Been an exciting first period of today's tardigrade polo match. Orion's belts lead Axel's arsenals as the team captains take their positions. Axel's arsenals have a bit to prove as Axel takes the number 3 position in an unprecedented move. Orion and his tardigrade move as one. He's a natural as he defends the team's lead. Axel deftly passes to the number 1 position, who goes in for the score and no! Blocked by Orion! Uh-oh, it looks like Axel isn't having it. Axel commands his tardigrade as they charge towards the goal and come face to face with Orion. It's no secret that these two won't be splitting a milkshake anytime soon. Axel plays patiently, staring down Orion. And he's on the move! He's inching towards the goal. Immaculate form on the tardigrade. He's almost got it. And something very strange is happening. The tardigrades are throwing off their riders. The tardigrades have taken off! Julia, are you seeing this? This is not good.
No, we have to find out where they're going.
The tardigrades ran off!
It's like they all decided to go at once.
We need to get them back!
We can't power the colony without them.
Slow down. Which direction did they go in?
Julia to command. Caddy, are you there?
Julia, Daisy, Orion, and Axel are here. They informed me of the situation.
I'm trying to track the tardigrade's path from up in the weather tower, but...
What is that sound?
I was just getting to that. The power surge picked up in Sector 4B, just before they ran off. It intensified.
I'm feeling it too. Any theories?
Well, the last time we detected anything like this, was when Oliver Pruitt set off the charge that caused the volcano to erupt, so...
I'll go check it out.
No, I'll go.
Caddy, you're the boss. You're needed in the colony. Especially with the tardigrade situation.
Orion, you and Daisy can handle the tardigrades. I need to get to the source of the sound.
Why you?
Because I'm feeling something from it. I think it might have something to do with what's happening on Earth. And with Mars.
I'm coming too.
Jules, I...
Don't you dare question me. I've ridden a tardigrade across the planet. And besides, I outrank you, so if you think you have something to say...
I was just gonna say I'll go grab us some lunch from the cafeteria on the way.
Rover Bay 1 door unlocked.
Come on, Caddy. Jules, hop in. We're all fueled up.
Did you complete the modifications on the rover fleet?
You mean did I secure the wings to this bad boy? Heck yeah, I did. We're ready to fly.
Well, let's get out of here.
Next stop?
Yet another place on Mars with a lot of rocks. Caddy, are you feeling something again?
What is it?
I guess we'll find out when we get there.
Prepare for launch.
We have a limo waiting outside Mars, fully stocked with the best video games and all the candy you could ever want.
Who do you keep texting, Mars?
No one, just checking the traffic.
Nothing for you to worry about. We can get an escort.
That's excellent news. Just let me find my key so I don't lock myself out.
Aurora's waiting.
Oh man, where did I leave those keys? Maybe they're... nope. So, how long have you two known Aurora? See, I've known her forever, since we were little kids. If there's one thing I've learned about Aurora over the years, it's that she doesn't like leaving things to chance. I mean, I'm not saying this is anything like when she had me grabbed, picked up on Mars.
Did you find your keys yet?
They're somewhere here. What was I saying? Oh, I know, I'm not the smartest or the toughest kid on Earth. That would be my friends, Toothpick and JP. But I do learn my lesson.
Got your text, Mars. Sorry it took us so long.
Hi guys, I was just talking about you with my new pals. And look, they brought our pals, Droney, and Cupcake.
Have at 'em, Cuppy.
What is that?
It's one of those tardigrades!
Run!
That was awesome. Thanks for coming so quick.
You told us to be ready to go.
Pretty smart to know that Aurora would be coming for you.
Even smart enough to find the secret elevator behind my bedroom wall.
Say what?
Are we talking like a scary Tower of Terror elevator or a super cool Willy Wonka elevator?
Don't know yet.
Ooh, another mystery. How long do you think it's been there?
I don't know, my whole life maybe?
But how?
It's gotta be you know who.
Ready to go Pruitt hunting?
Hello, podcast listeners. So good to be with you again. You know, since my podcast first launched, I've heard from so many of you, fascinated by the adventure and mystery of space. I, too, was obsessed with it as a child. You see, when I was only 9 years old, I made a discovery that changed my life, and perhaps the whole world. But my parents did not understand the fascination, nor did they encourage my curiosity. Unfortunately, so many adults suffer from the same deficiency of imagination. That is why Mars Patel and the kids of Earth have a unique opportunity to forge their world uninhibited by naysayers. Different from the world their parents and grandparents created. You're probably wondering, how did this happen? Where did all the adults go? Well, that is a mystery, isn't it? And I suspect to solve it, the children on Earth will need help from their counterparts, all the way out there on the planet Mars.
We'd better find this signal soon. Flying back and forth across Mars for hours without a bathroom break is a bad situation.
I think we're almost there.
Caddy, when you were able to reach Mars, could you read his thoughts?
Not quite. The connection felt weak.
Because of the distance?
Not the actual distance. No, it was more like his mind was occupied. I focused all of my energy, but it exhausted me. I couldn't keep it up.
Well, this doesn't make sense.
What is it?
The signal I've been tracking? It doesn't seem like it's coming from the ground.
Then where's it coming from?
From a point 100 feet above the surface of the planet.
But what could be 100 feet above the surface? I mean, it's not like there are...
trees!
Pull up! You're going to hit them!
I'm trying! There are too many of them!
It's an entire forest!
On Mars?
Brace for impact!
Getting in there.
How could you not want to get in to the patented Mars Patel bedroom secret elevator?
I hate elevators, especially tiny dark ones that don't tell you where they go.
JP, it's an adventure. Right, Joni? Or a death trap.
Thank you for that.
But if it can help us find Pruitt, it can also help us find the other adults.
The sign on the inside says, get in. You guys aren't going to listen to that. That's crazy.
It's written in Proxima Nova font. Everyone knows it's a friendly fawn.
You guys don't have to come with me.
Droney and I are coming, Mars.
Ah! It's starting to move!
JP, you getting in or not?
In!
Hurry! Guess we're going down.
Yeah, but how far?
Some numbers would be helpful.
Where buttons?
Droney says we're already lower than the lobby. How did you find this, Mars?
Pushed a button on my toy rocket ship.
Of course you did.
Pruitt must have left it there.
Why can't he just write a text like a normal person?
I'm estimating that we're at least 3 stories underground.
Is this ever going to stop?
Ugh! Yes.
I liked it better when it was moving. Now we're just stuck.
No, the doors are opening!
Whoa, look at all these tunnels. They go on forever.
Pick, remember when you were asking about the whole creepy versus cool question? I believe I have an answer for you. The elevator's gone. How are we gonna get out of here?
I guess we move forward.
Guys, this isn't completely man-made.
What do you mean?
The rock walls weren't carved away by people. They're like lava tubes. I mean, these could have been here for... forever.
So someone just built the elevators to...
connect them. Look how deep they run.
Which way do we go? The tunnel divides.
Droney? He says go right.
Right it is.
Or maybe left?
Let's just keep moving.
Mr. Pruitt?
What are you doing, Mars?
Getting answers. Pruitt, show me your face. Did you put the Manu 1 there so I can find the elevator? I know you're here. Come out.
Hello, Manu. It's so good to see you.
Mom.
My rover. My poor rover.
Really, Axel? Can we focus on the bigger issue at hand? The entire forest of a bigger issue?
How are there trees on Mars?
They don't look like normal Earth trees, but they're familiar. They're like...
The ones on Gale Island! But how could they grow with barely an atmosphere and no water?
Fascinating.
We need to set up camp before the sun goes down and we turn into creamsicles.
Everyone grab what you can from the rover. We'll try to radio the colony.
Paddy.
There has to be a way...
What? Why are you both staring at me like that?
Don't panic.
Never a good answer.
There's a hole in the glass of your helmet.
And as far as I can tell, you're not dead.
There is a hole, but...
Paddy, you're breathing on Mars.
It's really you, Mama G. But all the parents on Earth are missing. How are you even here?
Manu, you've gotten so big, so tall. Oh, I've missed you so much. I didn't know if I'd ever see you again.
I was on Mars.
I know. I'm so proud of you.
Hey, Miss B. Long time no see.
Hello, JP. Hello, Randall.
Miss Patel. Are you aware that you're the only grown-up we've encountered on the entire planet since we landed?
I am aware.
Mom, what are you doing down here? Have you been living in the tunnels under our apartment all this time? Where are the rest of the adults?
Shh, shh, shh. Oh, my sweet Manu. Slow down and I'll tell you everything.
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.